This is Rhema for Today.
You see, you know, Mary talking about cutting off the hand and plucking out the eye and all that kind of stuff. Well, what he's talking about, if you'll study it properly, he's talking about you doing something with your own flesh. We get all kinds of prayer requests. Oh, pray for this, pray for that. And it all has to do with flesh.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth Hagin continues his teaching, Effective Prayer Series. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Today is the last day. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin for today's message.
Now, as I said, praying in the English, or our understanding, is praying for ourselves. When we, see, there, Mark 11, 24, therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, you shall have them. If you have a desire, you don't have to rely on the Holy Spirit to pray for you. You know what that desire is, and you can talk to God about it your own self. Amen. You don't have to have the Spirit help you. Hello? Now, there may be some things that you're praying about that you don't know everything, so then you ask the Spirit to help you, but you can pray your own self. Now, I want you to notice that we're talking about praying for things for yourself. Mark 11, 24 says, whatsoever things you desire, not what Aunt Susie or Uncle John wants. You can't pray it down on Uncle John if he don't want it. I don't care how bad you want Uncle John to have it. If he don't want it, you can't pray it on him. Hello? Now, there is a prayer to, and a lot of us want this one to get saved or that one to get saved, and we begin to pray. And really, we're wasting our time. Because you're praying wrong. I didn't say you was wasting your time praying about the lost. I said you're wasting time praying that direction. See, if you're praying about somebody that doesn't want what you desire for them, you can't pray for that for them. The way you got to do that is to pray, and the Bible tells us about this, but we don't pick up on it. We've got to pray for laborers that will go across their path, that will cause them, that they will follow and listen to, and cause them to change their mind so they desire the things of God. Then if you pray that way, now you're praying effectively, and something can happen. But you can't pray your desires and your will off on your kids, off on your mama or your daddy, or your girlfriend or your boyfriend or anybody else. If they don't desire it, you can't pray it off on them. Now, have you ever tried to force feed somebody that is a full-grown person, that has all their thinking capacities about them? I'm not talking about somebody that's sick and in a coma or anything like that. I'm talking about an individual that is fully aware of what's going on. You're going to have a fight on your hands. I mean, you just take some of these little kids and you try to force them something down them that they don't want, and they'll give you a pretty good little fight. Well, I'm going to tell you what, that's exactly what happens when you're trying to force something down somebody that doesn't desire it. The more you force, the more they resist. And you're never going to see your desires doing it that way. You've got to pray that God will send laborers across their path. I pray all the time. I say, oh, Lord, send a laborer across his path that he will believe in, that will talk to him about the things of God, and he will see it. See, a lot of people, as friends and relatives, they already know some of the things because you've talked to them about it, see? But they ain't going to take it from you. So let's get our praying right, and let's start, instead of trying, oh, Lord, save so-and-so. Oh, God, I'm believing you for him. I'm confessing that he's going to get saved. Instead of doing it that way, start praying, Lord, I thank you for sending laborers across their path. Oh, I thank you that you're sending laborers across their path. I'm confessing now that somebody will cross their path that they will believe in, that they will listen to, that will cause them to change their mind about the things of God. Now you can get something accomplished because you're praying the right kind of prayer. Otherwise, you know, it's like the guy praying, oh, Lord, take this old dirty habit of chewing tobacco away from me. God ain't going to take it. He don't want it. What you need to do, you need to learn how to pray for deliverance in line with God's word. Number one, he's already done all he's ever going to do about redeeming you and turning you loose from it. You got to do something. See, but a lot of people, they want to pray and put it all the responsibility on God. Hello? And I'm going to tell you what, sometimes what we're praying because we don't want anyone to have to take the responsibility. See, there's some things that you don't pray about, you do. If any praying needs to be done, you say, oh God, help me. I know I've got to do this. So Heavenly Father, give me the strength to change these things in my life. Don't pray for God to change him. He's already done all he's going to do about changing them. You see, instead of praying for him to change them, you begin to pray for you to have the strength and the power of God to do it yourself. Hello? You see, you know, Barry talking about cutting off the hand and plucking out the eye and all that kind of stuff. Well, what he's talking about, if you'll study it properly, he's talking about you doing something with your own flesh. We get all kinds of prayer requests. Oh, pray for this, pray for that. And it all has to do with flesh. They come up, oh, I need to have a devil cast out of me. And they start talking to you about it. Ain't nothing more than them putting their flesh under. People coming thinking they need deliverance from a spirit. They don't need no deliverance from no spirit. They just need to do what Paul said, put the flesh under. People come up all the time wanting you to pray. You know, person come up to me. Oh, would you pray for me about this? I'm bound to have a spirit of gluttony. Because I just keep gaining weight and so forth, and I just eat all the time. Pray that I get rid of the spirit of gluttony. Well, now, there is possibility of somebody having that, but the percentage is not very much. The possibility is there, but the probability is not. I said, well, I can't do that. Why? Because, first of all, you got to do what the Bible said. The Bible said if you have too much appetite, put a knife to your throat. I said, if I'm standing there with a butcher knife on your throat, how much you going to... And if I say, you eat one bite, I'm going to cut your throat. I said, how much you going to eat? Boy, I ain't going to eat nothing. I said, that's what the Bible is talking about. You put your old man under. Now, the body needs certain types of foods and minerals and so forth, vegetables, so forth, for the proper diet. Eat the proper foods at the proper time and cut out all the other excess and junk. And I'm not a health nut either, but I'm going to tell you what. If you want to lose some weight, you don't got to go on some stupid diet. All you got to do is to come in line and put your body under. And it's one of the hardest things in the world to do. You can tell by looking at me. But I'm a whole lot better off than I was a few months ago. Get some proper exercise and some other things. But see, they ain't no use to pray. Oh, Lord, take this appetite away from me. He ain't going to take the appetite away because he created the appetite. He's the one that created the whole body, and he knows that you have to have an appetite because you've got to take in certain foods in order to keep the body going.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's single CD titled, What Should We Be Focusing On? Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book entitled, How to Live Worry-Free. We're also offering the CD from Craig Hagin called Healing Belongs to You. Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD entitled Generational Unity in a Divided World. All these items are for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
We've got our Living Faith conferences
coming
starting up
in March.
Yeah.
You know, our whole life is scheduled, right?
Right.
March 22nd through the 24th, that's a Sunday through a Tuesday, Living Faith Conference in Savannah, Georgia, at the Seed Church, Pastors Lisa and Kimpy Womble. And then where are we going from there?
We're going to go over to Valdosta, Georgia, to live in, to the Collective.
Uh-huh.
That's the church,
uh-huh,
pastored by Mark and Ashley Brady.
Yes.
And if you want to find out anything, just go to rhema.org/LFC, and all the information is there about where we're going to be. And actually, the conferences are scheduled all the way.
Yes.
I think I've got them all scheduled all the way up
through
to
August, yeah.
Through August.
Yes.
That's there. And you can find out all about our Living Faith conferences.
That's right.
Or actually, if you just want to find out anything about Rhema, just go to rhema.org and all the information is there. Everything is there.
Yes.
So, you know, that's a lot of people all asking questions about, well, what about this? What about that? Hey, on there, you can get Word of Faith. You can get past services.
Services.
And actually, there's even some daily devotion articles there that you can download some of this stuff. It's there. You can.
We have a live stream. We have YouTube, Rhema USA.
Oh yeah, all kinds of information. So just go to rhema.org and you find out all about that.
That's right.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will start a new and powerful teaching. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.